You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is fuzzing. Spelled F as in FTP, U as in Unix, Z as in zero day, Z as in zombies, I as in intrusion detection, N as in non-repudiation, and G as in GNU. Definition: an automatic software bug and vulnerability discovery technique that inputs invalid, unexpected, and/or random data, or fuzz, into a program and then monitors the program's reaction to it. Example sentence: fuzzing is about throwing random objects at a piece of software to see what breaks. Origin and context. According to Gerald Weinberg, author of the book Perfect Software and Other Illusions About Testing, the idea of using random data to test programs has been around since the 1950s, when programmers used discarded punch card decks taken out of the trash as input to their programs. In 1981, Joe Duran and Simeon Tafos published a paper called A Report on Random Testing that argued for this kind of automatic investigation in conjunction with other formalized testing methods to find software errors. The software development community roundly criticized the paper because it didn't provide a formal and provable method. According to Andy Greenberg at Wired, by 1987, the situation hadn't got much better. Professor Barton Miller from the University of Wisconsin at Madison and his students developed the first purpose-built fuzzing tool to find software security flaws. The programming community didn't like his paper either, deriding it because it didn't have a formal model. As the software tester community rejected the practice, security researchers and criminal hackers picked it up as a faster way to find software vulnerabilities that could be turned into exploits. This kind of work can be very lucrative. Today, according to Maria Korolov at CSO Magazine, brokers sell high-value exploits for as high as $2 million. The first step at finding those exploits is fuzzing. Nerd Reference. In Season 3, Episode 9 of Mr. Robot, Elliot, played by Rami Malek, realizes that the Dark Army has compromised his laptop. He wants to hack back to get access to their systems. He fires up a real-world fuzzer program called American Fuzzy Lop and points it at another real-world program called Events. Events is a PDF reader that comes with many Linux operating systems. After finding a vulnerability in Events, Elliot creates a malicious PDF that, according to Corey Nackreiner, the CTO of WatchGuard Technologies, contains some sort of shell code that will allow Elliot to take over any Linux computer that opens that file with Events.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.